News of a second vaccine being teed up for approval is moving markets this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. The FDA said today a second coronavirus vaccine, Moderna's, has been found to be safe and 94% effective, and the betting is approval for that one could come sometime this week. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
The FDA says the Moderna vaccine has a, quote, favorable safety profile and that serious reactions were rare. The vaccine is 86% effective in people over 65. That's about 10% less effective than in younger adults. The Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee will discuss the vaccine in an open public meeting Thursday. That same committee voted in favor of emergency authorization of the Pfizer vaccine just last week. The two vaccines have some similarities. They're given in two doses, and both have to be kept cold. But while Pfizer's needs special freezers and dry ice, Moderna's can be kept in a less specialized freezer at lower temperatures. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
That sometimes perverse stock market, often guided by the principle of buy on the rumor, sell on the news, Moderna stock is down 5% now. We're also covering a CDC database that helps states decide who will get the COVID vaccine next. Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, if you missed that on the air. Checking markets, the Dow is up 128 points. That's 0.4%. The S&P 500 is up 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 0.8%. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is up a bit this morning, 0.92%. Democrats and Republicans are working on a pandemic relief bill. They were working on it last night, so there's that. And Federal Reserve policymakers are starting a meeting in just a couple minutes on interest rates and economic policy, their last of the Trump administration. Economist David Kelly is chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, the Fed's looking at this pandemic. It's looking at the effects of the pandemic. But is there much more they could do? They've done a lot.
Well, they have done a lot. I think the Fed has been very empathetic. They've been very determined from the start to do everything they can do to help the economy. And they've certainly given us very low interest rates, and I expect them to continue to do that. The problem is that the problems the country faces right now in terms of this huge pandemic and also the fiscal gridlock, these are problems the Federal Reserve can't solve. And there comes a point where the Federal Reserve just needs to admit that it can't fix what it can't fix.
So someone else has to work on this. The Fed often indicates, and Chair Powell often indicates, maybe Congress could help with some more relief.
Well, yes, and that's actually been quite a promising avenue throughout this year. Because the Federal Reserve is buying all these government bonds, it does keep long-term interest rates low, and that actually allows the federal government to spend a lot more money if it wants to without running into fiscal problems. So we can push through a new fiscal package, a big one, without negative financial consequences. So that's very important. The problem is they've just got to agree to do that, and we've been struggling with this really since April, and that's really where the problem is.
David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds, the economist there. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
The 306 Electoral College votes for Joe Biden versus 232 for Donald Trump yesterday are yet another reason to examine impending policy shifts with the incoming Biden administration. Today, to advocates for low-wage workers and labor unions who see a friendlier team on the way in, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
The Trump administration scraped away at Obama-era rules that made more workers eligible for overtime and other benefits, and it made union drives harder to win. It also issued new rules making it easier for companies to classify workers as independent contractors. Judy Conte at the Progressive National Employment Law Project says that's all about to end.
We fully expect that the Biden administration will work aggressively to rebalance the power, making it easier for people to form unions and collectively bargain.
During the pandemic, workers in essential industries like nursing and food processing have complained and in some cases walked off the job over high workplace infection rates. Under Trump, OSHA has only suggested safety guidelines for employers. Labor attorney Michael Rubin at Altshuler Burzon expects Biden's OSHA will issue a standard with enforcement teeth right away.
That would focus on all the issues, the PPEs, the respiratory protections, specific workplace rules to ensure safety, hazard assessments to make sure that essential workers remain alive and uninfected.
The Trump Labor Department also loosened what's known as the joint employer rule, which determines who's really the boss when a large corporation uses a staffing firm or a fast food chain has franchises. Labor Studies professor Gordon Lafer at the University of Oregon expects Biden's Labor Department to tighten the rule again. That would make it easier for workers to sue the parent companies, say when a franchise violates labor laws, and to unionize low-wage industries, including fast food.
You can say, we're going to organize all of the McDonald's or all the fast food outlets in Metro Portland. That's something that you need a joint employer legal recognition to be able to do. Then you can organize all those people at one time without having to go through a million different little local elections.
Lafer says the Biden administration will be able to raise some workers' wages by executive action, for federal contractors and subcontractors, for instance. But raising the federal minimum wage, which has been at $7.25 an hour since 2009, would take an act of Congress. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And before we go, regulators and aviation experts are warning airlines to be extra careful when they put back into service those jets that have been in storage, unused during the pandemic. It's about everything from making sure that bugs have not crawled into pitot tubes used to gauge airspeed and built little nests, to pilots gone a bit rusty on their takeoff and landing skills. With the first people getting vaccinated now, beleaguered airlines are hoping for more business in the new year. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.